DK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Federal authorities filed new charges against two former Louisville officers accused of phonying up the warrant that produced the police killing of Breonna Taylor.
The Justice Department's charges say Joshua Janes and Kyle Meany knew the affidavit they used to get the drug warrant to search Taylor's home contained false information and no probable cause. Janes and Meany were not present at the raid. When cops broke down Taylor's door in 2020, her boyfriend, who later said he thought it was an intruder, fired a shot that hit an officer's leg. Police returned fire, killing Taylor.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. 81-year-old Arthur Jack Shubarth of Vaughan, Montana, sentenced to 6 months in federal prison for illegally using tissue and organs from large sheep hunted in Central Asia to create hybrid sheep for captive trophy hunting here in the U.S. Facing more than 30 clergy sex abuse lawsuits, the Roman Catholic Diocese of Vermont filed for bankruptcy protection. This is ABC News. Crime in the U.S.?
The FBI releasing its second quarter crime report from 2024 showing a continued drop in violent crime from January through June. Murder down 22.7%, rape down 17.7%, robbery decreasing by 13.6%, aggravated assault down 8.1%, and property crimes also decreasing by 13.1%. The FBI says the data is preliminary and does not include some major cities like Chicago and Los Angeles, but those cities also showing significant declines according to their weekly crime report. Reports. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
In Las Vegas, a memorial marking 7 years since a heavily armed man shot and killed 60 people from a high-rise hotel and wounding more than 500, the deadliest mass shooting by a lone gunman in U.S. history. Organizers say they hope to unveil a permanent memorial to the victims and survivors within the next 3 years. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A suspect sits in an Arizona jail, accused of a brutal murder in southeast Wisconsin last weekend. Teresa De Jesus Cruz Rubio's headless body was found in Glendale Friday night. Her son allegedly confessed to investigators that he killed her. Police found him after they spotted her car in Phoenix Saturday morning. Donald Trump in Wisconsin claiming Iran's missile attack on Israel Tuesday would not have happened if he were still president. He blames the Biden-Harris administration.
And now we have them in charge of potentially World War III, and World War III is going to be like no other if it happens because of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction.
Trump is the first Republican to campaign in Dane County since Bob Dole in 1996. Kamala Harris campaigns in the Fox Valley Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best of three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason.
You know, we can't worry too much about who we're going to play. The bottom line is we got to play, you know, and be ready ourselves.
First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday. Coach Matt LaFleur said Sunday that the Packers had a lot to clean up after the 31-29 loss to the Minnesota Vikings in week four.
I think they're you got to be focused in terms of and very intentional about what you're trying to get accomplished.
Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some clearing take place here the overnight as a light south wind develops. Temperatures by dawn will be in the middle 40s. A sunny and breezy Wednesday on the way as that south to southwest wind increases to nearly 30, highs in the upper 70s. Currently 49 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild will join me in studio. We'll review the VP debate. And we'll talk about the Middle Eastern conflict.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. So this is a wild story. A Georgia judge yesterday struck down the Georgia six-week abortion ban. This is Superior Judge Robert McBurney. Now, keep in mind, he's a county judge, Fulton County judge. So even though, and he struck it down on constitutional grounds. This is a prerogative that judges have. It's called judicial review, but it will be appealed. I think I can pretty much guarantee that Chris Carr, the Republican Attorney General for the state of Georgia, is going to appeal this to the state Supreme Court. And the state Supreme Court, on an earlier round on this case, had allowed the ban to stand. But right now, the ban is theoretically struck down, although I think most of the abortion providers in Georgia have either left the state or gone out of business or whatever. But this is a 26-page opinion, and here are a couple of quotes from this that are just fascinating. He says, when a fetus growing inside a woman reaches viability, when society can safely care, can assume care and responsibility for that separate life, then and only then may society intervene. He said, for these women, the liberty of privacy means that they alone should choose whether they serve as human incubators for the 5 months leading up to viability. It is not for a legislator, a judge, or a commander from The Handmaid's Tale to tell these women what to do with their bodies during this period when the fetus cannot survive outside the womb any more than society could or should force them to serve as a human tissue bank or give up a kidney for the benefit of another. In a footnote, he adds, there is an uncomfortable and usually unspoken subtext of involuntary servitude swirling about this debate, symbolically illustrated by the composition of the legal teams in this case. It is generally men who promote and defend laws like the Life Act, that's their ban on abortion, the effect of which is to require only women. And given the socioeconomic and demographic evidence presented at trial, primarily poor women, which means in Georgia primarily black and brown women, to engage in compulsory labor, that is, the carrying of a pregnancy to term at the government's behest. Now, this follows the report from ProPublica last week that Nicole Thurman and Candy Miller, these two Georgia women, both died because they were denied abortion services. And, they were both kind of mid-miscarriage and needed help, and they just got turned down. Georgia's Republican Attorney General is almost certainly going to appeal this, although we haven't heard formally. But this is, there's a larger trend in America now that has to do with something called fetal personhood. We've talked about this for years on this program. There are 17 states, actually, that have laws that include some broad fetal personhood protections. And these are all Republican-controlled states. And six of them account for the most explicit fetalhood, personhood language in their laws. And when it comes to prosecuting pregnant women, now, this is interesting. There have been over 200 women now since Dobbs was overturned who have been prosecuted for things that have to do with their pregnancy. And by the way, just to pause for a moment, it looks like, you know, Israel's still bombing Beirut and Iran is trying to bomb Tel Aviv, that Americans in Tel Aviv, American government workers have been told to take shelter. So I'll keep you up to date on that. But anyhow, there have been over 200 prosecutions now of women in various states in the United States for things around pregnancy. And most of these prosecutions don't use the pregnancy bans because these are women who are actually pregnant and they give birth. Don't use the abortion bans. But these are women who are being prosecuted principally for child endangerment. There was one woman, for example, whose son, when he was born, tested positive for marijuana. Well, she had a legal marijuana card, and marijuana is, they prosecuted her for it. Alabama actually leads the nation in this. Conservative lawmakers in Alaska, Illinois, Missouri, South Carolina, and West Virginia have introduced fetal personhood bills just in the last year. In Nebraska, it's going to be on the ballot. But this is interesting. Quote, this is from this report. Pregnancy-related prosecutions generally don't charge crimes on the face of the criminal statute that have anything to do with pregnancy. Instead, using the idea of fetal personhood, or more specifically, the idea that the fetus can be the victim of a crime perpetrated by the pregnant mother, they use that theory to charge general crimes. And they go after these general crimes because they can have, you know, 5-10 years in prison as their outcome. Almost none of the prosecutions documented by the researchers were brought under state abortion laws. Instead, researchers found that law enforcement most often charged pregnant women with crimes such as child neglect, child endangerment, interpreting the fetus as a child. And 210 cases now in 12 states. The number one state for this is Alabama, and there are five counties in Alabama where they're really aggressive about this. This appears to be the sort of thing where, you know, basically local prosecutors are just like going nuts with this stuff. Also today in Louisiana, a ban on abortion medication goes into effect. Governor Jeff Landry signed this bill on Friday, and it goes into effect today. That mifepristone and misoprostol, the two drugs that make up the abortion pill, they always required a prescription. And in Louisiana, they had made it a crime to use these drugs to induce an abortion, but women were still, you know, getting up from out of state and things like that. So what they did is they reclassified them as dangerous drugs. So now they're in the same category as opioids or benzodiazepines. And as a result, it's going to be much harder to get them. And if you are in possession of them from out of state, it will be much easier to prosecute you. So Louisiana goes down this rabbit hole. And, you know, and it's a huge one. Meanwhile, in Georgia is making it hard for students to register to vote. Why is it that Republicans don't want anybody to vote? Well, we know why it is. Is when people can freely vote, they tend to vote for Democrats. But, they in particular don't want students to vote. They don't want Social Security voters. They don't want old people to vote. And so this is one of the reasons that if your driver's license is expired, you can't use it as ID to vote. Even though, you know, it's not a voting license, it's a driving license. But if it's expired, they say, nope, sorry, not good enough. You can't use that. And, but in Georgia, this is what they're doing with college students. These Georgia voter challenges. And there's a lawsuit around this, by the way, in DeKalb County, which is where Emory University is. And there's a lot of students at Emory University. It's one of the top universities in the country, in the world, for that matter, with a great medical school. And what's been happening is that the administration of the college has been telling students to use the university's campus-wide address. There's, you know, like one address for the university, right? And it goes, it's like the main building. And it's where the mail comes. So, you know, they're saying instead of, you know, listing, when you register to vote, instead of listing, I'm in Johnson Hall, room 322, say I'm at, you know, 2240 North DeKalb Drive or whatever the address for the university is. And here's the deal. Now, they've been telling students to do this for years, and students have been doing it for years, and Georgia just decided, no, that address won't work because that's a shared address, and we're not going to recognize that address. If you're going to vote in Georgia, you have to have the exact address where you live. Now, students also frequently change dorms. In fact, pretty much every year anyway, you get a brand new dormitory, or at least a new dormitory room. And so now, not only is Georgia going to reject many of these students' votes or applications to vote, or both, but they're also requiring students to re-register to vote every year if they move from one dorm room to another. And it's just, you know, it's just harassment. It's just, you know, throwing obstacles in front of people to prevent them from voting. Because, you know, students, like Social Security old people, you know, tend to be concerned about their issues that Democrats are good on. Students, you know, want to reduce student debt. Republicans love student debt. When Joe Biden tried to eliminate billions of dollars in student debt, Republican attorneys general sued, took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and won. They stopped it. They you know, they want students in debt. Republicans. It's crazy.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And, of course, similarly, they don't want them to vote. We'll be right back at 16 minutes past here. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com, N-O-K-B-O-X. com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. It's past the hour, so now it looks like Iran has fired, according to the BBC, over 100 missiles at Israel. And the Israeli Defense Force, the IDF, their military, is confirming that missiles are incoming. So as we speak, so again, we'll see how this plays out, you know, what it has to do with politics here and around the world, and it could be a tough time. Pamela in Roanoke, Virginia. Hey, Pamela, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
But I wanted to talk about why some black men are voting for Trump. Mm-hmm. And I had a conversation with a couple of my friends the other day, and what it boils down to is black men are just as misogynistic as other men, and they are not going to vote for a woman. They don't think a woman can do it. Mm-hmm. And they're very much in this macho, you know, he's a man, he's the man, he's rich, he's, you know, all this different stuff
right.
that they
tough.
See him as. Yeah, yeah. And so it's really frustrating because it's like you are definitely voting against everyone's interests, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
But, I just really think it's the misogyny and misogynoir. Like, it's just, she's a black woman, and it doesn't play well with some of them. So it's not just economic, like we like to say with poor white people. It's not just economic, it's misogyny.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, Pamela. Thank you for sharing your experience with us.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the call. Bye. Thank you. Yeah. Fred in Long Beach, California. Hey, Fred, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I just wanted to say I wish the Democrats could play a little bit more like the Republicans do. And in the sense that, like, if you look at the last election, the best ads came out of the Lincoln Project. And it seems to me that a line of attack against J.D. Vance would be the fact that he's changed his name so many times.
Mm.
You know, the Democrats ought to be calling him, like, you know, a.k.a. J.D. Vance and, well, whoever you are and...
Right.
You know what I mean? Just questioning his identity. It's almost like...
Yeah, what was his name used to be, what, like David Melrose or something?
Right, and he's got all these, you know, and well into his adulthood. And typically con men change their names all the time, you know?
So, yeah. I think in his defense, and I say that through clenched teeth, but in his defense, his father abandoned the family. He, he was raised by his grandmother. He changed his name to his grandmother's name,
right.
And then I can't keep track of all the. He's changed his name, what, three times, I think?
Three times.
He's on his third name, twice. He's on his third name. And I don't recall the last time why he did it, but anyway, it's
anyway, it just seems like, you know, maybe it's a cheap shot, but it just if it were switched, I mean, they'd be all over it.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, so. I'm with you, Fred. Thank you. Yeah. Well said. Thank you, Angela, New York City. Hey, Angela, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How are you doing? Long time no talk.
Thank you.
I hope you'll indulge me for a moment. Something's really been bothering me. I do not usually buy into conspiracy theories at all, but I made a mistake of going on social media this morning, particularly YouTube videos and other sites. Everything that's been happening lately with the arrest of someone I'm not going to name here in New York for, you know, some pretty heinous things that have been happening for the past 30 years.
The musician?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, you know, there's talk of all these high-profile politicians and celebrities that are going to be, you know, somehow exposed. I've been reading the comments, and the comments are have made me extremely nervous, bringing back the whole QAnon sort of Illuminati ritual baby-eating things. And I just for a moment thought, well, not for a moment, I've been thinking all morning that isn't this a great way to discredit all celebrities? There's hashtag cancel Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And there are some celebrities who have nothing to do with this, who are, you know, outspoken, who have, you know, already come out in support of Kamala Harris. And, you know, it doesn't feel right. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve what he's getting.
No, I understand what you're saying.
I'm just wondering the timing.
Yeah, my take on it is that, you know, celebrities are no different than all the rest of us. I mean, there's some decent people, there's some terrible people, you know?
But at this time, right now, it's very easy to lump them all together. And the other thing is, I'm in New York City. Believe me, I'm not a fan of Mayor Adams. I am no way, shape, or form. I think he is just, I'm sorry, my opinion, awful.
Yeah.
Why now?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes the prosecutions happen when the prosecutors have what they need to prosecute. I would be surprised if the Adams prosecution. I mean, keep in mind, it's Joe Biden's Justice Department that's going after it, and the same thing with Diddy, I believe. So I doubt it.
Yeah.
I doubt it. But I understand what you're saying. It's worth keeping an eye on. Angela, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls. Here on the Tom Hartman Program, we really like to streamline everything so we have more time to pay attention to the issues. ShipStation makes this all easier because it's a shipping solution for what you sell online and helps your workflow. I love how it can print the shipping labels and manage orders, saving huge amounts of time. Here's what you need to know. Its easy-to-use dashboard makes managing orders, smooth label printing, reporting, and customer service easy. You can save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Work less and ship more with ShipStation, the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code TOM. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at Tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at Tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live. It's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to tomhartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to tomhartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. Attention, American homeowners. You already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about: title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever, and title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. We protect our house so we don't have to worry. If your title is being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you even knowing. The best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services, so sign up today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Tom, it's T-H-O-M, and you get your first 30 days of Triple Lock protection free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at HomeTitleLock.com. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Sonia in Lansing, Michigan, my old hometown. Hey, Sonia, what's up?
Well, it's Lansing, Illinois, so I'll be brief. I just have a question. Kamala Harris is, to me, is between a rock and a hard place. So how, and I know Israel has a right to defend itself, but how can we stop the killing? And how can she maneuver with this? Because I think if she should, if she decides to not send arms to Israel, then she loses this election. But
yes.
How does she maneuver?
I think it's going to be stay the course. I mean, Iran has now launched this missile attack against Israel. President Biden has told, you know, we have a military presence in the region, and President Biden has advised our military to prepare to assist Israel in its self-defense. The Israeli police are reporting that 4 were killed and 7 were hurt in a terrorist attack at Yaffa. I don't know if that's the Yaffa Gate or in the city. But apparently, you know, Iran is just going all out as revenge for the decapitation of Hezbollah and of course, Hamas. So I think you're right, Sonia. This is really a no-win situation. And taking out the leader of Hezbollah is a big deal, even though they had to take out 4 an entire city block, 4 apartment buildings, and kill presumably hundreds of people in the process to get this one guy and a couple of his buddies who were in a bunker underneath these buildings. War is hell. And at the moment, I'm very ambivalent about it. On the one hand, I realize that Netanyahu, in large part, helped facilitate all this by giving billions of dollars to Hamas for years and years, and then not being prepared for the attacks that came on October 7th, which he was warned of. On the other hand, similarly, George W. Bush was told on August 6th, 2001, that Al Qaeda was going to strike in the United States, and what did he do? He took the longest vacation in presidential history. He refused to go back to Washington, D.C. because he knew that D.C. was a target. So. Both of these leaders ignored the warnings, allowed the attacks to happen, essentially, and then politically profited from them. And I get all that. You know, it's a very cynical view of it, but I think that's genuinely what's happening. But that said, Hamas and Hezbollah really are the bad guys here. Although Israel has not been treating the Palestinians well, and they've been stealing land from them on the West Bank forever, and Gaza has been run like an open-air prison. So it's hard to root for any one side. I mean, you just have to acknowledge the complexity of the situation. And, how this is going to play out, I don't know. What I do believe is that Netanyahu is going to do whatever he can to drag us into it. It's going to be very hard for Biden to say no. Sonia, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. It's a tough one. Robin in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Robin, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. A longtime watcher on free speech and first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
We returned recently from a trip to Scandinavia. We were in Iceland, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Mm-hmm. And we talked to a lot of people on trains, planes, buses, hotels, restaurants. Just, you know, oh, you're from America, blah, blah, blah. And unsolicited, people would say to us, how on earth is Donald Trump even running for president again?
Yep.
And how did he even get to be president once?
Yep.
They were baffled.
Yep.
We never met a single person that thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, in July, Louise and I took a trip through the Baltic states. We started in Denmark, went to Estonia, went to Latvia, and then went to Finland. And I think we stopped one other place. And same thing, same experience. You know, we hired local mm-hmm. tour guides everywhere we went, just spent the afternoon with them, you know, and talked with them. And it was just, and they're all terrified of Putin, particularly in Latvia and Estonia. I mean, because they know that if Putin can succeed in taking Ukraine, he's coming for Latvia and Estonia and Lithuania next. Probably actually starting with Lithuania. That was the only one of the Baltic countries that we didn't visit. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we were quite surprised, and I don't know, you know, we said we're equally baffled.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can't underestimate the power of a bunch of right-wing billionaires who don't want to pay taxes and a whole lot of white racists. And now you've got a woman running, too. And, you know, we had the earlier caller who said that she had spoken with a number of black men who said that basically they were voting because, you know, for Trump because he was a tough man and they didn't think a woman could run the country. So mm-hmm. you've got misogyny as well. I mean, it's a triple whammy right now. It's a tough one. Robin, thanks for the report.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing the story with us. Good talking to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yep. Joe in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thank you for having me. You're wonderful. You already know that.
Thank you.
Smartest guy on media. I did want to just hit a couple of things real quick, and then I'll get into the meat of what I wanted to talk to you about. The first of which is everybody always talks about Jared Kushner walking out of the White House with $2 billion in Saudi money.
Yep.
And there's no interest from the Republicans to look into it. But I think a lot of people don't realize that Steven Mnuchin, the foreclosure king / vampire running the treasury for Trump, walked out of the White House with $1.25 billion.
Exactly. And he's the guy who threw 30,000 people out of their homes in California, robo-signing.
Right.
They were all illegal evictions. And the one criticism, the one cogent criticism that I've heard of Kamala Harris in all these years is that when she was the attorney general for the state of California, she had an opportunity to prosecute Steve Mnuchin.
She's out back.
She declined. Say what?
Yeah, absolutely. He's an absolute vampire.
Yeah.
The one thing I did want to get to is, you know, there's the paid liars on the right, but there's also the paid fence sitters that go on national TV and will say stuff like this additional disaster relief money that Biden was trying to get in 3 months ago, Congress won't act. Let's just say what it really is. The Speaker of the House, Republican, Puritan, Johnson, won't bring it for a vote. So those are just two things I wanted to get out. The other thing is, I think this is a really good time to remind everybody that FEMA is socialism, like your local fire. You pay taxes. I mean, do you want to call Musk fire department for your house fire and get a bill worth more than your entire life savings?
Yep.
So FEMA is that. But here's the other deal. I think there's a lot of young voters that still care about having a planet they can live on in the future. And Harris needs to really broaden her message to include this climate stuff, because the climate experts just finished a report saying 50% of the water that was dropped on these people that are just underwater now, 50% of it was directly related to climate change, right?
Wow.
And where we used to average a category 4 or 5 storm every 10 years, now we're getting one every year.
Yeah.
So they need, you know, if you look at record floods, record hurricanes, record surges, record home insurance costs, because that's why it's going up. Record fires, record droughts. Do we really want a climate changing, a climate change denier and climate science denier running the White House using the Project 2025 playbook, which absolutely kills any efforts in the future to deal with this growing problem?
Yeah. So,
those were my tidbits for the day.
I'm with you, and I think your observations are trenchant. I think they're absolutely right on. Solid stuff, Joe, and I love your meme. You know, FEMA is socialism, and that's and it's, you know, Ronald Reagan. The nine most dangerous words or terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government, and I'm here to help." Tell that to the people in Asheville, North Carolina right now. Joe, thank you for the call. Good talking to you. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community, and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants, and even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 30.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation, and Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set, made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They even get softer with every wash and come with a 10-year warranty. And after every shower, Cozy Earth's Luxe bath sheets are pure indulgence. Crafted from cotton and bamboo viscose blend, these generously sized bath sheets are incredibly soft and absorbent. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down. Plus, their 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use that code Tom, T-H-O-M, for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom for up to 40% off. If you get a post-purchase survey, by the way, be sure to tell them you heard about Cozy Earth from Tom Hartman. CozyEarth.com/Tom.
But now they've left that dream behind. They've gone silent, nothing to say.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Rick in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, thanks, Tom, for taking my call. I love your show. Thank you so much. I felt compelled to call and respond. There was a caller earlier that, you know, they just expressed their views on why black men are not voting for Kamala Harris. I'm a black man. I'm a huge supporter of Kamala Harris. In fact, I wanted her. I was for her in 2020. When she ran in 2020, I thought she was the best candidate, but she, as we all know, she dropped out very quickly.
Right.
I'll say this. I listen to a lot of talk radio, and one of this narrative that keeps going out there is by black men. And as a black man, I'm particularly take issue with this because it makes it seem like it's only misogyny why they wouldn't support this. And again, let me be clear. I am a huge Kamala Harris supporter, and I think Trump has done a lot of things that are just absolutely disgusting. I'm also a veteran, and I think he's been a very disrespectful veteran. I think the guy does not need to go anywhere near a White House. But what I will say is this. There are reasons why I get why the Republicans, I'll say, or even Trump, does have that appeal because of this. You said in one of your earlier segments, Democrats, and I'm going to say this, and some of your audience may not like this, but so get ready. Democrats, in my opinion, and I've never voted Republican on a presidential tie. They tend to be soft on things. Look at this whole thing. Why is Trump not in jail?
Yeah.
You know, it's like Democrats like to play, oh, let's take the high road and all of this kind of stuff. And Republicans, though it's misguided, when they want to do something, they go for it. And that's the kind of thing that appeals not just to black men, but men in general.
I agree.
Which is why men generally typically go for Republican. And folks, I know this might be surprising to people. It's not always misogyny, although misogyny exists. I agree with that. I think there was racism with Barack Obama, too. So I don't want to put that aside because those are real issues, sexism and racism. But to make blanket statements, and I hear this on other radio shows, that the only reason why they wouldn't support Kamala Harris or Hillary Clinton is because only of misogyny. No, there are other things too. And I think it's time for people to not be so quick to jump to that and think that that's the only reason. I think it's foolish to vote for Trump. I really do, but I'm not going to just make a blanket statement and say that this is why, because you are racist or you're sexist or something like that. The Democrats do a horrible job at messaging. They don't really stick up in defense. I know in the Black community, that's something that's particularly a critique, is that they don't really stand up. And the Republicans, oh, go, like I said, it's misguided. What people like about that is that they go for it.
Yeah. No, I get it. You're starting to repeat yourself, Rick. I completely understand, you know, though. But let me give you a quote that I think will support your premise. This is from Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
He said, most voters would prefer somebody who is strong and wrong to somebody who is weak and right.
I mean, you got to be careful with the wrong stuff, right?
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying.
But sir, to your point, yes, it's the strength. So yeah. I just want people to be careful. That's an easy thing to I think it's dismissive to say that that's the only reason why.
And well, so, I don't anyway, think, thank I mean, you for at that any news. Level is there only one single reason. I mean, you know, there's a wide variety of reasons why people do things and you know, some.
One last thing I'll say this. What I particularly love about Kamala Harris, like I said, in 2020, I was for her. Before, but she dropped down. I loved how she took it to Trump on the debate stage. Yeah. I'm in Texas. I love Jasmine Crockett, how she stood up. That's the kind of stuff, certainly this man, a lot of men I know, we need to see more of that of the Democrat Party. Stand up, speak, defend your people. We put you in office to fight for us. And they just kind of, well, let's just kind of go along. And I think those concerns are valid. Again, it's misguided to vote for Trump, but I understand the appeal. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
Okay. Good talking to you, Rick. Yeah, I think you're onto something. Thank you. Marilyn in Chicago. Hey, Marilyn, I only have about a half a minute here. You got a quick one?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to mention about Rachel Maddow. She just had, you know, some great talking points.
Yeah, I saw it last night.
Yeah, you know, when she talked about, J.D. Vance and how, you know, he completely endorses this far right-wing blogger, Curtis Yarvin. You know, the guy's anti-government. He says we need to fire all government employees.
It's pro-dictatorship.
He wants to, he says that we need to get over our dictator phobia.
Yeah.
That's my dog. He gets mad about it, too.
I get it. No, I was not surprised, but I was impressed by her research on this, and I'm kind of depressed by the fact that nobody else is talking about it.
Right. And I agree with your previous caller that when the Democrats go on TV, they don't have their talking points all together. Every Republican does, which are all lies.
No, I get it. You're right. You're right. They're winning the message wars. Marilyn, I got to run. I'm sorry, but thank you. We're hitting the top of the hour here. I'll be back with you on the other side. Trump is hustling for the fossil fuel industry again. I'll tell you about that. And Iran is raining missiles on Israel. It looks like they're catching most of them in the air.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Maggie Dawn.
Join us next. I have got a very special guest to celebrate the Brewers postseason. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.